Cape Talk.
The Book Review.
The Thriller is a new book by British thriller writer J.P. Delaney. It's called Believe Me. His previous book, The Girl Before, was very, very successful. It was about a woman who moves into a beautifully designed minimalist architect's home, and she thinks that she has fallen into paradise and clover, and then she begins to understand that the girl before her might have come to a bad end, and how does she avoid coming to a bad end herself. And this second book, Believe Me, has as its central character a British drama student called Claire Wright. She's in New York without a green card. She's studying acting, but because she doesn't have a green card, she can't work. The only job she can get is she works for a firm of divorce lawyers. And mostly they are hired by wives who suspect that their husbands are up to something adulterous. So Claire, being the chameleon actress that she is able to go into a bar usually and signal that she wants to be picked up and be picked up. And at a critical point before the deed is done, she leaves, and there is enough evidence that the man is adulterous, and that is handed over to the commissioning wife. Then one of her targets becomes the subject of a murder investigation. One of the people that she tries to prove or display that he's an adulterer, well, he just basically ignores her, and later that evening his wife is killed. And the police then ask Claire to use her acting skills to lure the suspect into a confession. So she makes contact with him and they begin a relationship. And all of the time she is wondering, am I falling in love with a killer? Or is the police view that he might be, probably is responsible, is that wrong? And she gets deeper and deeper into this relationship with potentially fatal consequences for herself. For herself, at least. She is what they call an unreliable narrator. You learn fairly soon through the book, because there is also the omniscient narrator, the author that comes in, and shows you that you can't always believe what Claire is telling you as the narrator of the story. And that adds another level of red herring to the story. It's very efficiently done and smartly done. And the J.P. Delaney is a pseudonym for a very well-known leading practitioner of advertising in the UK. And it has that kind of advertiser's gloss about it. There's a lot of style, not a huge amount of substance underneath, but it is a thriller. So a thriller with style is worth reading, as is this one. Believe Me by J.P. Delaney. And then there is, I don't know if it's an official genre, but I kind of regard it as a genre, books with lengthy titles. The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. There are these books with these long titles, and I have a theory that those titles give you 100% expectation of what you're going to find. When you're going to find a book which is whimsical and has lots of pathos and gentle humor in it. And that my theory proved to be true when I read The Unlikely Heroics of Sam Holloway by British author Rhys Thomas. The main character, Sam Holloway, is somebody who wants to be alone as much as possible. He lives alone. He's in a semi-detached house on a residential estate. He doesn't socialize much at all. He's got a really mundane job at a Japanese electronic components wholesaler. He's OCD about keeping his desk and his life in order. And it seems bizarre that a 26-year-old could be this OCD. But this is the only way that Sam can live. And you start to realize through the early chapters that this meticulous order with which Sam lives his life has to come from a place of terrible sadness. Something terrible must have happened to Sam to make him live like this at the age of 26. And when eventually you do get to what happened to him, it is terrible. But there is an exception to Sam's routine, ordered life. Three nights a week, he puts on a superhero costume. He calls himself the Phantasm. And he makes, designs the superhero costume, and then under the cover of darkness, he takes to the streets and he fights crime. He keeps citizens safe. He makes sure that the law is upheld. And it makes him feel invincible. It makes him feel that his life has a purpose. And then he's at a pub, one of his rare social forays, and Sarah comes into his life. And Sarah threatens to break apart Sam's carefully constructed world. Part of him wants to let go and go with the chaos that going with Sarah would imply. Part of him wants to just stay the way he was. And that tension is told really beautifully. There's grief, there is loneliness, but there's also a lot of love, there's kindness, there's redemption, there's empathy, there is laughter, there's a lot of laughter. The chapters when he dons the Phantasm's costume are really laugh out loud sometimes. But when he's being winsome, it's not twee, it's just so touching. Let me give you a quote, which I think is an indication of the kind of writing. What a lift in the body the hatching of love can bring. How it makes the world appear benign. How it brings up a screen between problems that have before seemed so massive. I enjoyed it. I didn't expect to, because I kind of look at titles like that and go, oh, I'm not going to enjoy that book. But this one I did, The Unlikely Heroics of Sam Holloway, definitely no ordinary love story, by Rhys R.H.Y.S. Thomas.